Over the last 2 weeks, U.S. stocks have staged a bit of a turnaround, but whether this recent rally means an end to the bear market and what investors should do with their money in the meantime is a matter of disagreement, even among the experts. And that includes James Glassman, a fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, and Terry Bedford, president of the Bedford and Associates Research Group. Glassman, for one, says sustained market lows are over because of low stock values in recent weeks.
Quite clearly, stock prices had gotten to absurdly low levels. And stock prices are still undervalued at this point, as long as we have a normal U.S. economy of the sort that we've had in the last 50 years. So I think we probably are at the bottom.
Terry Bedford?
I couldn't agree with that. I think the stocks are still tremendously overvalued, maybe 20 to 30%. And I think this is just another in a long line of bear market rallies that's maybe going to take stocks a little bit higher here in the short term, but ultimately they go lower.
So you don't think it's a good time to buy?
I think it's a bear market, and in bear markets what you do is you unload positions into strength. So I'd be selling rallies, and I'm going to continue to do that until it's proven to be the incorrect strategy.
You know, I think that the right advice to give to small investors who shouldn't be in the stock market at all unless they're in for the long term, is to buy good companies, good mutual funds, and hold on to them. I really believe very strongly that when you look at the valuations of stocks, they are quite low. For example, General Electric is yielding, that is to say, it's paying a dividend of 3%. Now, that's only a little bit less than what U.S. Treasury bonds are paying, and yet General Electric has a history over the last 20 years, in fact, over the last century, of increasing its dividend by about 10% a year, which means that in not too many years, just in the dividend alone, you'll be making more money than you can get off interest on a Treasury bond. That's what's going on right now in the stock market, and I really wouldn't scare people away from it.
Don't you think small investors have been so nervous that they'll avoid stocks for some time?
Absolutely. Small investors are nervous, and their nervousness is the reason that stocks today are so inexpensive.
Mr. Bedford, do you think small investors will be out of the market for some time?
I think they have been out of the market for quite a while, and I think there's points in every stock market cycle where people are just better off to be out of the market. It's not just a matter of getting a return in terms of your total investment. You've got to look at what the risk is, and if you'd held stocks over the last couple of years, your portfolio's been decimated. Clearly, it would have been the right time to have sold stocks then, and although I don't advise people to sell stocks right here, I would be selling in the rallies. I just don't think that there's going to be earnings growth over the next couple of years, and there's a strong likelihood there'll be another recession. So I don't see how stocks go up in that environment.
What's it going to take to get investors back?
I think it's going to take earnings, and there really isn't any earnings. There's a lot of major systemic problems that are going to inhibit companies from earning substantially more money in the next couple of years, and until those problems are worked through the system, I just don't see how stocks go higher, not in any meaningful way.
What about those earnings, Mr. Glassman?
Well, earnings are coming back. That's quite clear. You know, the last few years have been really terrible for the stock market. I don't have to tell anybody that. But when you look at longer periods, for example, over the last 20 years, the Dow has gone from 777 to over 8,000 today. You know, as recently as 1994, the Dow was below 4,000. What we know about stocks is that when you hold them for the long term, you get returns of about 7.5%. That's been the average over the last 80 years after inflation. This is a good time to invest in stocks unless you believe that something fundamental has happened in the U.S. economy that is going to deter growth, degrade growth for the next 5-10 years. I don't think that's a very good bet. There are very few people who made money by betting against the U.S. economy. That's essentially what you're doing when you tell people to get out of stocks.
I want to just take exception to something that Jim said. I'm not advocating that people completely liquidate stock portfolios. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that there are periods when the stock market, it just isn't a very good investment. From 1965 to 1981, the economy grew at 373%, but the stock market went nowhere. From 1981 to 1999, it grew at about 177%, and the stock went up 1,000%. Stock market cycles are built on rudimentary emotions, fear and greed. People become optimistic and look for earnings and rationalize those earnings into the future. And I just don't think that's going to happen in this environment. And that's why I'm bearish for stocks. I could be wrong. I've been wrong before.
How would a war with Iraq affect the markets?
I think a war with Iraq is actually a positive for the market. Something that's overhanging the market right now is this fear that there is going to be a war. It's the uncertainty. Once you remove that uncertainty, I think you get stock prices to go up. That's actually a net positive. Oil prices would go down, and that would be a positive for the economy as well. But if you just hang that over the market for the next 3-4 months, I think that's a big negative for the market, and that's another reason why I'd be cautious about stocks right here.
Jim Glassman?
Well, you know, I think it's very hard to tell exactly what a war would mean. It depends on the progress of the war. I mean, clearly, the market has already discounted, which is to say, has taken into account the fact that we're going to have a war, that there will be at least a short-term spike in oil prices. If the war goes well, then I don't think it'll have a negative effect on the market. Probably will have a positive, but if the war drags on and on, it could have a very negative effect on the market.
Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
James Glassman is a fellow at the American Enterprise Institute and author of The Secret Code of the Superior Investor. Terry Bedford is the president of Bedford & Associates Research Group based in Toronto.